Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from the second reading for today, specifically the 12th chapter of Romans and the following words. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. This is the text, my dear brother and sister. I don't claim to be an expert in human anatomy by a long shot. But in preparation for this message, I did a little research on the internet about human anatomy. And I discovered that we have 12 systems at work in our body. Musculoskeletal. The other one, circulatory, the nervous, the immune system, the respiratory system, the digestive system, the urinary system, reproductive system, endocrine system, and listen to this, integumentary system. That's the skin. So all of these systems work together. And then if you look about the functions of each different part of the body, if you strictly go to see if one is slightly different function from another, doctors say we have 7,500 different parts of the body that do different things. It is a miracle, isn't it, with so many different parts in our body that we get to agree at all with one another on anything. That's proof that God is a God of peace and of unity. The church, Paul says, is the body of Christ, and just like a human body, it's made up of many parts, and each is different. Each belongs. Each is unique, singular, and each belongs to one another. All help one another in mutual service. None is independent. All are part of the total. And this body, the body of Christ, just like in a physical body, is weakened when parts contend against each other. The body is strongest when the body is nourished well, diet and exercise. And the diet of the church is comprised of word and sacrament. And the exercises of faith, worship, Christian education, fellowship, serving one another in love, and speaking of our faith to each other, personal witness, those are the exercises of faith. Those are the ways the church proclaims its faith to the world. The body is a unit composed of many parts. And this body was created by God. We read in Genesis 1, and the Lord God said, let us create man according to our image. And God said that it was good. But God did not only create man, he loves diversity. And so we read also in Genesis, the first chapter, and God said, let the land, the dry portion, produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all creatures that move along the ground, and that swim in the seas, and that fly in the air. And God said, it was good. Good in Hebrew is gadol. You don't have to say very good. No, you just say gadol, good. Absolute good. You don't have to qualify it as in a superlative. No, gadol means entirely good. We ought to live our lives in such a way that when God looks at us, seeing our faith in Christ, who is perfect and who paid for our sins, gadol. You are gadol. You are good. It was our Creator that created all this diversity. Therefore, we ought to live in eternal gratefulness to Him. He wants us to be different from one another. He wants us to each have a specific function so that the sum of the total is greater than the sum of the individuals. The total is strength of the body. It is a healthy body of Christ. Diversity among the parts and the sum of the parts are the common good. We are each unique, made with a specific function through which we contribute to the whole. We contribute to the whole body of Christ. One world, many races. And isn't it proof that the Holy Spirit is in charge of His church? That when in October last year I was preparing the basis for this sermon here, up in the solitude of our little cabin, that I would share with you in this sermon that one of my daily prayers is that the Lord would bring the nations to us also here at Blessed Savior, that we would not be a boring sample of Caucasians, but they would have all races. Last Thursday, out of the blue, a pastor comes out of Africa and witnesses after church his service in Africa to the Western Africans. Through Pastor Wokoma, the nations came to us. But it is also important that you and I do our part, and that for everyone, whatever he or she may be, that come through those doors, that our arms be opened and our smiles be visible to welcome each one that comes to us. Because each one was created by the same one who said, let us create man according to our image. Man and woman, God created them. Blessed Savior is not truly a sampler of the diversity of God's creation, but let us always be ready to welcome into our midst all who come to us. And so we go. If we cannot go personally to Africa, we go through a door offering and enable others that are there to serve and do their work well on behalf of the cross, so that all may know that Christ has already died for them, has already paid their sins, and that God wants to adopt them too through the gospel. He calls us through the Holy Spirit, and the instrument is the gospel. And we speak many languages, as many as there are needed to convey the gospel. And we go presently as a congregation to 8 different countries. And as we go, we enable people in those countries like Nigeria and Togo, Ethiopia, South Africa, Mozambique and Angola and Brazil and inner city Milwaukee and the Dominican Republic. And in all these places, we proclaim the gospel. We are being the body of Christ, and we are producing the work that God expects of us. As a healthy body, we can go places and do things. And a healthy body is the product of a healthy diet and exercise, just like in our physical bodies. An unhealthy body, you saw today, results in a hobbling pastor up here. But a healthy diet is basic. Nutrition and exercise. The bread and the wine, the body and the blood of our Lord. The sacrament and the word are the nutrition to our spirits. May the Lord who created us also bless the work that we do on behalf of the whole world. So at the end of our life, when he puts on his Jesus glasses and looks through Jesus to us, he can say, Gadol, good, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.